Victory for a queen. Sylvanas and Kerrigan are competitive on the field, but they're a different kind of competitive in the locker room. Warnings? Dom fighting, sexy wrestling, monster girls finger banging in space, and fluff. This is a World of Warcraft, StarCraft, Heroes of the Storm universe. And if you like the story, it was a commission for Ren's Erotic Library. You can find them on Tumblr at renseroticlibrary.tumblr.com. Victory was a taste as sweet as wine. Lady Sylvanas Windrunner, War Chief of the Horde, lingered in the locker room of the Nexus after another victorious battle. She took her time removing her armor. Each leather strap was loosened, one at a time. Each plate gently slid off. The craftsmanship was excellent, the execution sharp and savage, and Sylvanas set each piece down in her locker lovingly. There was no rush. Her team had just claimed a sweeping triumph over the opposing side, and she wanted to bask in the honey-sweet taste of victory. The locker room was small, intimate, and with the rest of Sylvanas' team finished armoring down, it was quiet. The only sound was the soft hum of the Nexus. The floor and walls had a strange otherworldly aesthetic, dark and smooth, with crisp glowing lines leading between important points, but the lockers were tailored to the ones who used them. Sylvanas' locker was sharp iron with bars like a prison cell, crafted as though it had come straight out of the Undercity. Her name and titles were welded onto the front in savage letters. Lady Sylvanas Windrunner, Banshee Queen, the Dark Lady, ruler of the Forsaken, War Chief of the Horde. Her ornate battle armor was all removed, and Sylvanas stood in the softly humming room in no more than her underclothes. A clean set of armor waited in the locker, something lighter and more comfortable and less blood splattered, but she was in no rush to put it on. She was enjoying the air on her bare skin, refreshing after the battle. A soft clatter of chitin made Sylvanas' pointed ears twitch. Her glowing gaze snapped up just as the locker room door slid open with a soft hum. Lady Sylvanas. Kerrigan, Queen of Blades, stood into the locker room. Her bare footsteps were silent on the sleek, futuristic floor, but her clawed wings could never hold still, soft whispers of noise like a wasp's legs scraping over glass. A smile curled on her wine-dark lips as she crossed the locker room. Still catching your breath after our battle? I must have worn you out. Kerrigan didn't need a locker. She had no armor to remove. Her bare body was her armor, supple as leather and tough as steel plate, organic and impenetrable. The sight of her, as always, captivated Sylvanas. The bare curves of hips and breasts and legs and lean belly, the look in those glowing eyes. Kerrigan's wings loomed behind her, Draco insectoid, savage and expressive. Sylvanas loved those wings. She loved to see them curl, flex, claw at the ground in pleasure. You seem distracted on the battlefield, my queen. One of Kerrigan's wings curled and lifted just slightly, like a human hand gesturing. I hope I wasn't to blame. Sylvanas had been distracted. Kerrigan was to blame. Searing eyes and dark, full lips, a dark amethyst body built for death. Kerrigan was a sight so intoxicating that it cut through Sylvanas' battle lust. The blazing confidence in her voice when she commanded her troops, the way she moved like lightning but soaked damage like a tank, brazenly bare-skinned before her enemies. Who wouldn't be transfixed? Sylvanas returned her gaze to her locker. You're a beautiful sight, Kerrigan, but I know how to admire and do battle at the same time. She closed her locker with a faint smile, her fingers lingering on her own engraved name. Unlike some, can I massage your back, my queen? You must be sore after a defeat like that. Kerrigan's smile vanished. She closed the distance between them in a flash, her clawed wings scraping the metal of the locker as she cornered Sylvanas against it. Sylvanas met her boiling gaze coolly. Kerrigan leaned close to breathe in her lover's pointed ear. "Perhaps we need a rematch." The words were punctuated by a soft nip. Sylvanas let out a soft breath, but pressed two fingers against Kerrigan's lips, pushing her back. "Your team may have done better if you hadn't focused all your attacks on me. I led you around the battlefield like we were dancing." Kerrigan pressed a soft kiss against Sylvanas' fingers. "You know I despise letting someone else have the pleasure of defeating you." "A shame you didn't get to taste that pleasure yourself." "Not today." Kerrigan thumped a light punch against Sylvanas' shoulder. "Wait for tomorrow, love." Sylvanas' hand flicked out to grab, but Kerrigan was no longer there, already moving on to the next motion, a light rap of knuckles against Sylvanas' jaw, a taste of what could have been a real punch, and then another thump against her other shoulder. Attack after attack after attack, too many to be stopped, the essence of Kerrigan's fight. "A shame, Lady Sylvanas." Kerrigan flicked Sylvanas' nose. "Your defense was better on the battlefield." "It was too much. An overextension." Sylvanas grabbed Kerrigan's arm and pulled. Twisting on her heel, she spun and redirected Kerrigan's momentum down, all the way to the floor, following her as fluidly as an arrow released from a bowstring. Sylvanas had always preferred to fight this way. Punch or a soldier could so easily be turned against the enemy. Her foe provided all the firepower, all the momentum, and she merely harnessed it as her own. It was easy with someone like Kerrigan, who provided plenty of firepower. They hit the floor hard. Glowing lines spiderwebbed across the sleek, dark surface at their impact, vanishing as soon as they appeared. Sylvanas had her lover's body pinned sideways under her, Kerrigan's arm trapped under one knee, Sylvanas' other knee between her lover's legs. Her hands were free to contend with Kerrigan's one remaining arm, pinning it easily to the smooth floor. Sylvanas huffed. She tossed a lock of pale hair out of her eyes. "You overcommitted on the battlefield too, Queen of Blades." Kerrigan's bare chest heaved, the thrill of competition burning in her gaze. She struggled once, then fell still with a shudder as Sylvanas' knee pressed harder between her legs. There was no natural armor on the inside of Kerrigan's thighs. Here, she was soft and supple as deerskin, warm and receptive. Sylvanas' bare leg was pressed between those smooth thighs, a prize made all the more thrilling as Kerrigan's insectoid wings lashed against the floor. Kerrigan was all jagged aggression, tender only at her core. Sylvanas knew just how to slip past her lover's sharp points. "Does it sting to lose to me twice in a single day?" Sylvanas' legs shifted between Kerrigan's thighs, a sweet tease, and she felt alien muscles tense underneath her. "Go on, love. Tell me I've won." Kerrigan squirmed under Sylvanas' grip, lean, muscled body pinned in place. Her trapped arm thrashed under Sylvanas' knee, groping until her hand found Sylvanas' thigh, grabbing, searching for purchase, or perhaps searching for something entirely different than escape. Kerrigan's fingers pressed into the softness of Sylvanas' leg, creeping up as high as they could, straining, not high enough. Her reaching fingers fell just short, not close enough to rub and tease the heat between Sylvanas' legs. But they brushed, the softest, feather-light touch, a tingle that crept up her spine. Sylvanas bit her lip. "I won, and now you're asking for a reward?" Kerrigan's breath was heavy. "Let me make it a reward for you, my queen." Another touch, barely there. This time, Sylvanas couldn't resist sinking her hips down against the brush of fingers, letting Kerrigan touch the way she wanted to. fingers traced over the thin material. They teased, tickled, but never stopped moving, coaxing shiver after shiver from her lover. From foreplay to climax, bedding Kerrigan was a constant stream of stimulation, just as battling her was a constant stream of attacks. Light circles, one fingertip swirling lightly over her most sensitive place. Sylvanas was quivering by the time those alien fingers teased past her underclothes and dipped into the wetness beneath. The chitinous armor on Kerrigan's hands was perfectly articulated, a slim plate of bone for each finger joint. She could throw a punch like she was wearing brass knuckles, yet the natural armor was so seamlessly integrated that there was no restriction of movement. There were no sharp edges as her fingers slid into Sylvanas knuckle deep. Sylvanas rolled her hips, riding her lover's fingers. Her knee remained pressed between Kerrigan's thighs, a little grind each time her legs tensed in pleasure. Kerrigan's breath was quick, her smoldering eyes dilated with arousal, dark lips parted. That beautiful, brutal alien body arching under her. Sylvanas groaned, and her hands wandered from their defensive posts on Kerrigan's arm, sliding over her lover's bare body. Kerrigan was a feast of textures, ridged armor and alien webbing and satin-soft skin under Sylvanas' hands. All hers to enjoy. A dangerous foe subjected to her queen. Sylvanas rolled her hips down against Kerrigan's fingers, two buried inside, her thumb rubbing in quick circles. Yes! Victory was a taste as sweet as wine, and Sylvanas was intoxicated as she came on her lover's clever fingers. Kerrigan's onslaught never slowed, her dexterous fingers working between Sylvanas' legs till she was near collapse. Only when Sylvanas' shaking hand tapped twice on the sleek floor, their code for no more, did Kerrigan's fingers slide out, leaving her quaking in the aftershocks. My dark lady. Kerrigan's hand slid over Sylvanas' thigh in a caress. Come here. Any semblance of a combative stance was abandoned as Sylvanas flopped on the ground beside her lover, pulling her into a deep kiss. Sylvanas didn't hold her down, and Kerrigan didn't turn the tables. For a moment, they simply embraced on the floor, Kerrigan's wings shifting softly against the smooth surface. Sylvanas was the one to break the kiss, slipping her hand between her lover's legs. Let me take care of you. Kerrigan was hot inside. Sylvanas knew she wasn't. No lady of the undead could post body heat. That didn't matter, as Kerrigan was hot enough for the both of them. Whatever alien chemistry pumped through her veins, it crackled like fire, smoldering in her kiss, squeezing with heat around Sylvanas' fingers as they pumped in and out, tighter and tighter as Kerrigan's gasps grew louder and louder. Sylvanas loved those savage wings. She loved the way they thrashed and clenched like angry claws when her lover was lost in the throes of pleasure. Her fingers, so used to dancing along the fletching of an arrow, danced inside her lover as Kerrigan came apart for her. Sylvanas smiled as she withdrew her hand, letting Kerrigan catch her breath. I don't think you despise defeat as much as you pretend. Kerrigan smiled, her eyes shimmering beneath half-closed lids. Her fingers found Sylvanas' face, pulling her closer. Only when it's you, love. The smooth, dark floor of the Nexus hummed under them as both queens sunk back into a kiss.